You're on E Radio.
Today we're talking to Henry Mann, co-founder of the Hear Clearly Group. This is going to be very interesting. Henry, a very good afternoon to you.
Hi, Ian. How's it? How's it there?
Very good. How are you today?
Summer's on the way. COVID's behind us. What could go wrong?
Full you reckon?
Looking forward to. Yeah. Looking forward, yeah.
Great. Mm. Now, Henry, tell us a bit more about the history of the Hear Clearly Group, how it all started.
Well, I kind of stumbled into this in a way. You know, I grew up in the Garden Route and finished school in George, and then landed up at Cape Town University doing something completely different. Basically, a master's degree in philosophy.
Wow.
Yeah, completely different. But I learned a lot about people, the way, you know, folks look for a sense of identity and meaning and belonging in life. And just how to research and organize information. And what triggered it was I met my now current partner, Frank Lifson, who'd been an acoustician in the Durban and Graaff-Reinet area. And he relocated to the Garden Route. And we joined up and started in the big city of Sedgefield. that's where he came, you know.
Yeah, the slow life.
Yeah, so it's funny that we were there, but in a sense, it's completely central to the entire Garden Route. So,
yes,
one can have clinics and session rooms in all the towns without having to travel far. But almost immediately, we established a presence in Port Elizabeth, which is a big city. Mm. So for those first years, we literally carried suitcases around from place to place, town to town, and, you know, Port Elizabeth every second week. And basically went from little rooms in chemist shops and back rooms and storerooms to, you know, what we are today with six group-owned branches and properties that we've developed into hearing centers. So, yeah, we've come a long way from Tortoise Town.
Sure, that's incredible. Just hearing how you were in the back rooms and now you've got your own offices, I think that's so fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You know, the funny thing is, I remember once we arrived at a chemist in PE and they couldn't accommodate us, and across the room, the passage rather, was a vacant shop with all the fittings and furniture removed and carpets pulled up in the corner. And we hastily assembled some cardboard boxes and a piece of wood and a trestle table. It was dead quiet, luckily, but we tested some people, and some of those people are still with us today, you know.
Wow.
And we learned that ultimately the public connects with you as a person. They buy you. If they like you, trust you, connect with you, that's everything. And you don't need fancy offices. And that's been the heart of it ever since. It's all about people and a personal connection.
Sure. I was actually wondering now, I was going to ask you, do you start everything in the garage? Because that seems to be the in thing. Because if you look at Steve Jobs and all those guys, they all started in a garage for some reason.
Well, add Bill Gates.
Yes.
And a couple, yeah. Facebook, what's his name?
Mark Zuckerberg, yes.
I wish we would get that big, but let's see.
That's a different conversation. I think he's got too much on his hands right now, if you look at all the stuff. You know, he was probably just saying, you know, I'll create a site and I'll sit back and enjoy it and enjoy the money, but he's involved still, and there's a lot of stuff that's going on there that's very unpleasant. So maybe that's not ideal. I don't know. Anyway, Henry, have you always had a passion to help people, especially to help them hear?
You know, I think, you know, this a sense of service and, you know, the instinct that it's a privilege to serve and help other people. I think it's just in you, you know. I'm not sure if it can be taught. Hearing was a way of channelizing that. And I started off not really realizing the depth of what hearing is and, you know, audiology and hearing aid acoustics as a profession. But I realized very soon that it's fundamental to who we are. You know, to be human is to communicate. That's what defines us from every other animal species on this planet. You know, we can talk and understand and share our stories, our histories, our hopes, our fears, our emotions. So the very definition of being human is to be human amongst others and to share, hear, and communicate. So to the extent that your hearing is diminished or it breaks down, or to that extent you're disconnecting.
That's so true. Henry, I mean, it must be a very rewarding job as well, especially if you look at a patient and you actually see their eyes light up because suddenly they can hear properly again. I mean, that must be incredible to see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, we have those experiences over and over again, especially folks that, you know, for years and years have just, it's been getting worse and they're frustrated, or they've been sent along, or they, you know, not sure, or, you know, there's a, frankly, there's a bit of a negative perception still about some of the older hearing aids. But everything changes when you switch on for the first time, and they literally light up. You know, your whole head just opens, and, you know, it's like a cataract. If you've come along slowly and closed over your eyes, and then the day they take it out, you suddenly see the world in technicolor. And it's a bit like that with hearing. They can't believe it. You know, every little rustle, clothing, sounds around you, birds, crickets for the first time.
Sure.
You know, all that kind of thing. And or you'll get the guy that, like, tells you the next day, listen, I'm taking my car in for a service now. All those rattles and squeaks, I can't take it.
Because suddenly hear all of it.
But mostly they're just amazed.
Sure, yeah. It's a very emotional experience, I'm sure, for the people as well, you know, and for you.
And their families, you know.
Yeah.
Often the significant other that's the most frustrated, even more than the person, because, you know, it starts to wear one out. If every thing you want to say is virtually a negotiation and a frustration, and there's a lot of learning that has to be done in this field. You know, people understand a lot about vision and other health metrics, and frankly, we test everything. You go and have your blood pressure, your eyes, your cholesterol, your everything. But who tests their hearing? Who knows their hearing status? So we really encourage people to come and get it on record, see where you're at. You know, bring your partner along. And often it's not just hearing, it's communication habits. So principally that means, you know, get attention first, look and talk. In other words, we change a lot during our life cycle. You know, we get older, we lose hearing perhaps, or through noise, which is very, very common. But our communication habits don't. You know, typically you just start talking and you're facing the other way, the kettle's boiling, the fridge is running, or the TV's on, or the other person's reading a book. And you know, it's beg your pardon, sorry, what, I can't hear you, forget about it. Just the little things to be more conscious how communication works, how hearing works, and it goes a long way. So we try to offer a holistic service. You know, it's not just selling a hearing aid as a silver bullet. We try to look at the whole picture.
Very true. Now, what would you say, Henry, causes hearing loss in general, apart from noise?
Look, there's a clock that ticks. You get to 40-odd, and suddenly your arms are stretching because you can't read things, and the next thing you're at clicks getting a pair of plus ones and so on.
Yeah,
and it's just like age-related wear and tear. So that's presbyopia, and in hearing it's called presbycusis, like Presbyterian, you know, the church of the elders, it's the same root. So that's the sort of baseline scenario. We're all going to lose a bit, and not across the spectrum. You don't lose everything. You lose especially high frequencies. So you'll still hear a truck in the distance or loudness, but you lose clarity. And that's quite confusing. You know, people say, you know, I hear loudly, but what you're missing is the clarity, the fine detail, not one-on-one, but in a group or any competing sound. Suddenly you just, whoa, I hear you talking, but I can't make out what you're saying.
Sure.
So that's typical. And then you get genetic factors, some people just more than others, and then all those, the wear and tear of life, from ear infections to a rugby ball on your head, or sudden onset loss of reaction to medication, or post-pregnancy, so many reasons. But age, genetics, and acoustic trauma or noise are number one. And I mean, that's, and men in South Africa, it's like virtually every guy has been to the army, shooting, hunting, listening to music at high levels.
That's,
you know,
me.
Even kids today. Yeah. You'll watch out, Eon.
Yeah, I love turning up my headphones, especially if it's a nice song. Yeah. And also with radio, you want to monitor what's going out, but sometimes it's a bit loud, I must say.
Yeah. Also, it's not always loudness, it's also duration. So
oh, yeah.
Maybe not like headbanging level, but just hour after hour. Yes. But I saw a Hearing Journal article the other day. They reckon 1 in 6 American kids has got mild high frequency loss from, MP3s and plug-in music. So it's quite a serious thing. You know, we first had the war generation with, shooting bombs and airplanes. And now we're starting to see a younger generation who's getting hearing loss from, very loud music direct piped into the ear. So one has to be careful.
Henry, hearing loss. If I suspect my hearing is not what it used to be, or perhaps my spouse is concerned about my hearing and accusing me of ignoring her, how do I go about? Do I just phone and make an appointment and then I'll pop in for a hearing test evaluation?
Absolutely, yeah. That's the first step. Just come in. It's very relaxed. And we get a baseline. So if you just want a pass-fail screen, we're happy to do that without any charge at all. So, everyone's welcome to just come and find out. If from that test we see, hang on a second, there's some hearing loss or asymmetry, meaning difference between the ears, then, we go into a few more diagnostic tests. And, there's the usual medical aid rates for that. But and then we explain, on the graph what it all means. And importantly, we offer an in-office demonstration. In some of our office, we've actually got sound studios. So we can play sound files in controlled environments and see what it's like before and after. So it's an experience. It's not just, oh, dear, now this is a problem or, a heavy. We try to offer some takeaway, an introduction to this new world, because it is quite exciting, and technology's moved on tremendously from what you think of hearing technology.
I want to ask you about the technology, but just a moment, just quickly, I want to ask you something else. There's always this pride factor, mostly in men. They're always in denial, or I think the big thing is they're ashamed to go for a hearing test and get hearing aids, because most people still have this image stuck in their minds that hearing aids are these huge things and visible from the moon. But nowadays, in 2020, that's actually not the case.
Exactly. No, you're absolutely right. We always joke with men that denial is not a river in Egypt.
Yes. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. One has to be a little careful in that you can end up reinforcing a stigma if, you go on and on about how hearing aids are this small now and this now. I do think it's changing a lot. I do think people are, it's not so much quite a big stigma because it's a lot of people are starting to wear them, and they're gorgeous consumer electronics now. They're very light, easy, absolutely not big and horrible looking. There's everything from completely hidden in the ear for golfers or pilots to what we call open fit aids, where there's a tiny little thing behind the ear, but it's less visible than an Apple AirPod, for example. So I mean, guys always, you could say maybe admission of getting older, or you're reluctant. You're just reluctant. Lesemos brille pelletana ora. You know what that? Yeah. Give me that extra thing and ach, ek raak oud en al hy goed.
Brille en pille, nou sit die ore ook nog.
Yeah, exactly. But we often say to the guys, What makes you look older, right? This stylish little Bluetooth device that makes everything crisp and clear, or all the time saying, what do you say? What?
Exactly.
That's not on. And then now you're not just old, now you're looking a bit stupid.
Yeah.
But more than that, I think everyone is now on board. It's just not fun being frustrated. I can't hear you, hearing the wrong end of the stick, alienating your family, you can't hear your grandkids. So most guys now, the moment we show them and they have a listen, they're on board. It just evaporates. So To me, in our clinics, I virtually think it's a thing of the past, and that's good news.
That's
because
very good.
It means adoption rates are coming down, so you don't wait anymore till you're old and deaf and desperate. It's now, life is now for the living, and I want to enjoy every moment, and if I need it now, I'm going to do it.
Now, Henry, I want to ask you about those industry trends. You have some amazing technology that you're working with there. What are we talking, Bluetooth?
Yeah, that's almost a given. There's so many convergent. First of all, the big difference is just smarter chips with thousands, tens of thousands of calculations per second. So the holy grail of hearing aid technology is trying to disentangle speech from background noise. So first you need to make it clear, but that's not difficult in a quiet room. The big steps forward have been using smart sensors and artificial intelligence that can search for speech pattern in real time. So speech has a cadence and a pattern, and it can extract it out of competing background sound. In that sense, they've got much better. Secondly, high fidelity sound quality. It's not artificial and robotic anymore. It's just beautiful and natural. And then it's convergent technology. So everyone has smartphones, and Bluetooth enabled, and that is now also built into the hearing chip. So not just the hearing aid, it's also a communication device. So phone calls automatically link up to both ears. So hands-free driving of your car. Phone your insurance company. Instead of battling with one ear, can't hear it, bad line, funny accent, holding the phone, trying to make notes, you just put it down, call to both ears, corrects your hearing, off you go. Then it gets crazy in that we're now entering what they call wearable technology. So people have these things on their ears and on their wrists that measure how many steps you take, your heart rate, your pulse, your all sorts of health metrics, okay? There's a new wave of technology coming in where that's built into the hearing aid as well. For example, Starkey, the big American company, has a hearing aid that's also wearable. It does all your health metrics. It even knows if you fall.
Wow.
And if you fall, it sends an SMS to the four loaded cell numbers.
Sure.
And it also knows the difference between falling and lying down.
That's okay? Incredible.
Yeah. And then the last link now is AI, artificial intelligence, and edge cloud computing. So through your smartphone, your hearing aid is connected to the AI edge supercomputers, which are going to start with 5G becomes a reality, this massive data capability. You're going to be able to use supercomputers in the cloud to analyze and clean up signal for you in real time in the restaurant.
Wow.
But, that's where we're heading.
That's fantastic. So you totally, you got to keep your finger on the pulse and, explore all the new options for your clients. I think that's brilliant. What would you say, Henry, is your unique selling point or differentiator?
Yeah. Well, I think touching on what we've just been talking about, one of the banner headlines, if you go to our website at hearclearly.co.za, is experience, independence, and service excellence. So experience is, we didn't start yesterday. We've been doing this for a long time, and the craft of actually fitting, because you've got to create an interface between technology, which is artificial, and a real human being and their nervous systems, and not just that, their emotions and sensitivities and hopes and fears. And I would think we do that really well. The second thing is independence. So we're not a channel for one particular brand. We make it our business to research the whole industry. And right now, there's been a lot of consolidation over the years, and there's a big five, basically, and they've got a few sub-products. But we research all of them, and we keep up to date on all new developments, and then try to pick out of all those options what we find gives best value, best technology, and then guide people to that. People don't know. It's really a maze out there, and every day there's a new ad for something incredible, wonderful. But is it good? Is it value? And what service does that lab give you? So we research it so that you don't have to. And then I think our whole team, and it's a link, many, many links in the chain, it's just great service. And I think especially older folks will know that, you know, service is everything. Any guy can just come along and, you know, sell you something. But after sales, service is everything.
Yeah.
And you've got to feel free to come back as often as you like. And only then will that hearing aid stay in the ear instead of land up in the drawer. So I think those three things are differentiators. And probably, you know, as there's a phrase we use coming full circle to what we started with from Sedgefield, is small town values, big city service, I would say.
Love it.
That will never change. You know, if we've got 20 branches in South Africa or 30 one day, we're still going to be, you know, small town boys. It's respect, humility, you know, just human kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the essence of it. But you've also got to be with it in terms of technology, but never,
yeah.
never forget your roots. So, you know, that keeps us humble, but hungry as well.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So obviously you're planning to expand. How long have you guys been in business?
Look, it's tipped over 20 years already.
Wow.
So I guess we could have been bigger and expanded more, but, you know, as they say, weeds grow quickly, but yellowwood trees grow slowly.
That's it.
So it's really about quality. You know, we're not in a race to just open everywhere, because what happens, your service level slips, the personal touch slips, you know, your turnover goes up, but your stress levels go up as well. So
yeah.
We've had controlled expansion so that those core values and service can be reproduced perfectly from place to place. So, you know, we're covering now every town in the Garden Route and all the way up Jeffreys Bay, Port Elizabeth as well. And, you know, we'll see what comes next, but certainly we'll keep growing, but only in proportion to honoring that service ethic, you know.
That's brilliant. Where are your branches at the moment?
Well, right now I'm sitting in our newest office here in Hartenbos, Mossel Bay area.
Nice.
Which we're really excited about. It's a fantastic community. It's net goeie mense hier. It's the capital van die ATKV.
Net so.
Ja, nee, verseker. Hier met jy die taal kan praat, anders staan jy nie kans nie.
Maar jy praat hom goed.
Ja, my ouma was 'n regte boeremeisie.
Okay.
In my eerste 7 jaar op skool was op 'n klein dorpie in die Transvaal. Was nie, ek dink nie een Engelse persoon in die dorp nie, so. En ek eintlik dieselfde in Jeffreys Bay. Is meestal Afrikaans.
Ja.
So ja, nee, dis die netste een, en dan we go up the coast to George, Sedgefield, we've got a lovely new office.
Very nice.
And a shout out to Eon's mom, Ilse, who's been a long time secretary there. Love you, Ilse.
Cute man.
And then my partner Frank lives in Neisner and has an office there. And Plettenberg Bay, we consult out of Hutton Medical Center. We have a resident acoustician, Stephen Gurney, very experienced. He's based in Plett, lives in Plett. And then Polyclinic Jeffreys Bay, which is really, really important for us. We've been there over 25 years. Very, very busy, very important community there. And those session rooms are serviced by the three audiologists we have in Port Elizabeth. And in PE, we've got a flagship hearing center there, a really big, big place with, you know, about five, six people working there. We've got a special division that does deep diagnostics and pediatrics. We have an audiologist that, you know, has a special room dedicated to kids as well. So, yeah, so far.
Henry, how do we get in touch with you guys at Hear Clearly?
Yeah, you know, the easiest way to meet us is at our website, www.hearclearly.co.za. Universal numbers and all the office numbers and addresses are there. You'll probably forget the number, but they're all on the website. I think that's the easiest. There is a Facebook page, Hear Clearly Eastern Cape and Garden Route, and Eon's e-radio website, I think, has us.
Yay!
Yours, yeah.
Yeah, just click, you'll see the ear. Just click on that ear.
Yes.
Brilliant. Well, Henry, this is obviously part one. We're still going to talk again next month in part two. Probably, I don't know if it's going to be you, probably your partner, Frank, and we'll be talking about something else regarding hearing. But I think we covered most of the basics now and the important things.
Thank you, Ion. That's brilliant. It's been a pleasure, and good luck with your new venture.
And thank you. You are an inspiration. I love it.
Okay.
Thanks, Henry, for your time.
Keep well.
You too. Bye. Cheers. Bye.